On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like one third more sports than a normal can.
Hey, dudes.
No, he missed his fucking thing. It's Tall Can Sports. How's it going? Here he comes. Here we go.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm
Rob over there.
Yeah, sorry. Slightly confused.
Yeah. Confucius say, open your fucking beer.
Confucius say, man going through airport turnstile sideways going to Bangkok.
Classic.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
I wanted to talk a little
although
about...
although I'm never bullish on my cock being cock. Banged.
Really?
Well, you know what? Great point.
It's all a matter of wording. The English language is fascinating, man.
No, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, no, I never want it banged.
Okay. Carrying on.
No banging of...
Please don't bang that. Let's start with the Blue Jays. There's no real easy way to transition off what just happened, so we're just going to do it pretty abruptly. At this point, there's talk. They're still talking to Edwin. There's no talk that they're talking to Bautista. They've signed Kendrys Morales, what we would call probably, would you say, just better than half of what Edwin is at about half of what it's going to cost to sign him?
Well, I think the money that they're going to pay him is roughly what they were paying Edwin last year.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone expects you're getting Edwin for that again.
Well, no, you're not.
No.
Right? And so the money that Edwin's asking for is the same money they paid Bautista and Edwin last year. Right? 25,
pretty
26
close. Yeah,
per, yeah. Right? And so there's a lot of concern, right? They can talk about still thinking about or still kicking the tires on Edwin. Forget it. When they signed a DH.
And they already have just re-signed Smoke a few months ago to play the first base.
Right. Or to at least platoon and DH and do a bit of whatever else. To me, that is, you are...
red flags going off all over the place.
For sure. And even if you take Smoke out of the equation, right? And you say, yeah, you're bringing in Kendrys Morales to DH. That means Edwin, you're going to re-sign him and he's going to play 135 games at first base.
I think that's a great point. It's one of those things that it doesn't look like have room for him. It looks like you talked to him and went, okay, plan B, right? And it does look a little like JP Ricciardi, Blue Jays era baseball, right? Where here's the best option. What can we do as a secondary option, the cheaper option? And I don't know And I'll grant you, it's early, right? We don't know exactly how this is all going to pan out and where it's going to go. But I have very little faith that Kendrys Morales is the J.A. Happ of last offseason. Now, I had very little faith that J.A. Happ was going to win 20 games this year. So I guess there's something to that. But there's nothing in Morales' history to suggest he's going to come close to what Edwin did.
Well, and you look at a guy who has 163 career home runs, 30-odd of them last year in a 13-year career.
Yeah.
That means in the previous 12 seasons, do the math.
Not so good.
Right. We're looking at 10 a year, right? And so averaging, clearly, I'm not looking at his stats. But to me, that smacks of guy with career year in free agent year, season and signs big. And here we go.
And the Jays getting to this point almost exclusively did the opposite. Got Edwin when he was nothing and had his career years, right? You don't want to pay for those career years. Bautista, same thing. Came in as a throw-in and part of another deal, a utility guy who goes on to explode. You don't want to sign a guy coming off of that. Ideally, you find a guy going into that.
Well, and I think all those...
Like they did with Happ.
Right. Well, and Happ, I'm going to give them a little tip of the hat on the Happ thing, right? Because we all said, what the hell?
Absolutely. They got him.
They gave him money. They brought him back. And really...
And Estrada for less than what Price would have cost.
And somebody looking long and hard at Happ's second half of the season, all those sorts of things, right? Whereas I think the Bautista and the Encarnacion as throw-ins on... Those are, in a sport where you have 22 rounds or whatever it is in your draft, where there's just a million players getting drafted, guys getting shipped around all the time, and you have no idea who's well-suited to what ballpark, and just you hit the right moment, and you go, psh. Yeah. I don't give them any credit for finding those guys as add-ons in a trade.
Right.
And I hate the idea. I hate the idea, and it smacks of it. Last year, when Double A left, and they brought in Atkins and Shapiro, and everyone said, "Oh, they're gonna go cheap. They're gonna go cheap. They're gonna do this like they did in Cleveland, right? Where you're always doing it for the looking through the bargain bin."
Went okay for Cleveland this year.
Yep. And went okay for us.
Yep.
But how long does that last? And how much of this was on the echoes of last season, right?
And I do. I'm with you. I sit there and I kind of, man, they made some shrewd moves. When you look at Estrada and Happ and what they got for Lariano and the Drew Storen thing turned out to be terrible, but they ship him off and get Joaquin Benoit, who was pitching really well for us before. So they made some good moves.
The pitching, I think.
But when you look at it, you go, all of those were, except Lariano, I guess. But you go, they cheaped out and got lucky. Right, like all of those moves are cheaper moves than signing David Price, right? Or that, like, did they get lucky or did they know what they were doing? And it's still too early, I think, to really know. But when you're coming into a second straight offseason and you have this many guys getting ready to leave and instead you re-sign or you sign Kendrys Morales, you go, I might be seeing a pattern here.
Right. And to me, I would, and it's still open, right? But we need to bring in, you need some other guys that, and there's not a lot of impact out there, right?
No.
In terms of they're not bringing in Trumbo, Trumbo.
Yep. It's Trumbo or Votto. They've made it clear that Cincinnati's not moving Votto.
Well, and really, what are we going to do in terms of what we'd have to give up to get Votto?
Yeah. Well, to get that big left-handed bat in the middle of some of your guys, but your guys are leaving, so...
Right. And to me, if you're looking at... And now, you know what? Let's not...
Do you give up Stroman for him? I'm doing that. I got Sanchez, Happ, Lariano, and I'm missing someone. I still have four of my five guys. Anyway, Estrada. I'll send Stroman. He's to me the guy I would give up.
Okay.
You know it's going to take more than that, but he's probably the centerpiece if you're going to get
that. How about flipping Estrada?
I just wonder if he has as much value being a little older and being a bit of a, you know, soft tosser, right?
You're a soft tosser.
I was trying
tosser.
To find a better way.
Yeah, well, and that's why, okay. And to me, I think right now he has at least as high a value. And you look at what he came off, what he finished last year with in terms of how he played.
Yeah.
Man, you'd have to think, but no, Cincinnati's not, they're rebuilding.
Yeah, I think they want
the
younger.
They would rather go with the younger.
You know they want Sanchez, but I'm not doing that. So
yeah, no. Suck it. And when I say suck it, I mean suck
Cincinnati.
It. Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah. Reds.
Fuck off, theoretical Reds. Yeah. It's interesting, man, and we're off to an interesting start. The names that are coming out, Steve Pierce, I guess. Like, we're hearing these names of guys that you just go,
well,
you're talking about the fourth biggest market in North America, and you're talking about them being owned by a national fucking telecommunications company with, I know what I'm paying them a month, and I know how many people are subscribed.
Right, and as you said, looking at, and Stephen Pierce is another name, right?
Yeah,
and they go, he's a first baseman, he's a third baseman, he's an outfielder.
Yeah.
Well, is he?
He's none of them.
Is he really any of those?
Yeah.
Right, if you're not strong enough,
it's like having two number one goalies. Oh, I get it. You don't have any number one goalies.
Right. Yeah. That means you have two backups.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. but now, in serviceable numbers, right?
Sure.
You look at me. He had .288 last year, 13 home runs. Sort of around there in terms of smacks of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, again, the Blue Jays have.
They can't cheap out. They can't this year. There's going to be no excuse for it with a second straight year.
And you know what?
Of ratings.
How
attendance.
About, and you know what? Sky, meat pie, right? How about just throwing the Rogers, the big fat Rogers cash at Trumbo?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Just tell them, what do you need?
Yeah.
We'll overpay.
We'll give you the B.J. Ryan, A.J. Burnett, same year.
Yeah.
No, we won't give you the B.J.
I'm like, look at that guy.
I love my J's.
Yeah, man.
Whatever it takes. I'm a team guy.
You're the big B.J. Come on in. Yeah.
Show honestly, me the Trumbo.
and this is it. Honestly, that would, man.
You'd make a statement.
You'd make a huge statement. And you know what? You're getting rid of the Batista and the Encarnacion money. Throw it at him.
Yeah.
If it's only costing you money, it's not costing you.
How about you just take the Edwin money and the Batista money and just throw it at Edwin? That's really what I want to see happen at this point. But
you'd like to see them re-sign Edwin?
I want Edwin.
Do you think he's playing that many games at first base?
No, I wanted this before they signed Kendrys Morales.
Or is Kendrys Morales going to play at first maybe 60 games?
Yeah.
He's played 10, I think, last season,
well,
or whatever they said.
So be it. I just, this is all before the Morales thing, before they clearly went to plan. They say that they're still talking to him, to Edwin.
Yeah, but
where?
I
wonder, yeah, now what are you doing? Is he your new center fielder? Is he?
Oh, look at that guy. Look at taking Batista's spot in right field. I love it. No, because you know what? And I think you want to re-sign Double E on the sentimental value, right?
No, I want to sign it on he's younger than Bautista. He's still got
plenty to Batista. Get. He's gone.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm saying, to me, you're still left with the same lineup. I would like to see them put money into... We need a different player. We need a different style of player. We've gone through two postseasons where, man, we just got nickel and dime.
They're looking at Josh Reddick, right? They're looking at Desmond. They're looking
at Desmond. Desmond was somebody that was on my radar, right, as an outfielder.
Yeah.
Just not a center fielder who can't go near the wall, right?
Well, we have Pilar for that.
Yeah.
Well, for now.
Desmond coming up short. Oh, got alligator arms.
Oh.
Okay. And that's fine when you're playing for the Rangers.
Yeah.
But
fuckers.
Yeah. We don't want to see that. So to me, you have to Atkins and Shapiro. You got to do something.
Yeah, Shatkins.
Shatkins.
I thought we'd take a quick look around, just the Ontario section of the National Hockey. That's where most of our sports listenership comes from, for obvious reasons.
Yep.
Let's start in Ottawa.
Do we have to?
Yep.
Okay.
Last we looked, they were in the middle of a barn burner with Minnesota as we sit here and record
and
this.
And if you mean a barn burner, you mean one that's burning in the middle of a thunderous rainstorm.
And no one's watching.
It's more smoldering and I think, is there a flame there? Well, I don't know. Looks like maybe.
Turn your back.
1-0 after.
Two.
Two.
The attendance is interesting to me, probably more than anything else, because I don't think anyone's really surprised by a whole lot else, right? We're seeing Boucher's system start to come into effect. You're certainly more apt to be able to vouch for that. But he said it would take a while.
6 weeks.
And we're just about there, if not there. The season started October 15th, so we're actually a little bit short of that. But you can see them being a little more defensively sound, but the offensive chances are coming down with it, along with the chances of anyone in a fantasy hockey pool with Brassard or Bobby Ryan.
We don't know what you're talking about. Look over there. Now, I drafted them late, guys, and I picked up Brassard as a free agent later. So
the Craig Anderson story we talked about on an earlier episode of Tall Can Sports, and it seemed to give the team a boost. If nothing else, give him a boost is certainly the wrong way of looking. But
you know what?
But he's been pretty good.
He's got a 931
right.
save percentage. His goals against is at 2.3.
Yeah.
He's 7-3, I think. And you know what? If we think back to, and I'm not sure if it was on air, if it was just you and I exchanging barbs, quotes, thoughts, and I said, man.
No, barbs was good.
after the opening night loss that Ottawa had, which was actually a win, right? And I said, man, never has a win felt more like a loss. This is the Matthews 4-goal game.
Yeah, and the opposite was true in Toronto.
And you sent it back saying, yeah, well, never has a loss felt more like a win. Right? And to me, that's where Ottawa is right now in the season. Hey, we're 9-5. We're in second in the Atlantic Division.
Yeah.
Right? And so.
And no one cares.
And
no one in the stands.
And everyone's going, oh my God, we suck. And that's because, as I said to you, I think we've played 6 games in November. We've scored 7 goals in regulation. Yeah. And now we're 4-2-1 or 4-2, whatever it is.
Right.
Boucher's system, if you want to just look at the defensive side of the game, shots are way down. Like, we led the league in shots last year. Shots are way down. Penalty kill is way up. So just in terms of chances generated,
right,
we just can't score shit. There's nothing. And so the goaltending has been good.
You're still looking at a reasonably talented forward group. It's just, well, honestly, how aggressive are you going to be, right? How many chances are you
watching
take?
The power play in the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Man, they're whipping the puck around, but they seem to be forcing it. And you'd think a team that's going to strap on its hard hat and bring its lunch pail, right? Those guys need to be just putting pucks at net.
Yeah.
Don't be forcing cross-seam passes.
To Cody Ceci.
Well, to wherever, to Zach Smith on the half boards, whatever.
Can I withdraw my reasonably talented group?
Yeah. And so, to me, yeah, it's now, you know what, and I'm, if I take a step back, look at the macro view,
yeah,
right, and you go, defensive side of the game, really coming around, way fewer chances. The Kings get 1 goal on us, 7 goals on the Leafs. Awesome, right? So that's. Now, maybe there was nothing left in the holster. I got no
fired
idea.
Fired all our bullets.
We're all tired, man. That's a lot of goals. Eyes are slightly blurry from the red light. Yeah, I get it. But, yeah, if you can continue to develop on the defensive side and then to add the offensive side.
Not a lot of youth there.
No, but they're not old.
No, but I don't know if it's – I mean, I guess you still got a couple of weeks in terms of – totally filling out that system, right? And get, but it's not like some teams where you're looking, you know, if we can grow into being a better defensive, you know, there's a lot of 26 plus kind of.
Yep. Yeah. Not a lot of 30 plus guys, though.
No, it's true.
Right. And so to me, the lineup is still youngish.
Yep.
Right. To me, the real concern on that is what do you have in terms of prospects? And we don't have. You know, they're very high on Thomas Chabot, who's going to go and likely captain the Canadian World Junior squad this year.
Yeah.
They have White, his first name is Colin White, who's at the University of Boston.
Are you sure? Because Colin White's the one I was thinking of, but he's an old New Jersey Devils.
Right. Guy. No, and I'm, if it's not, it's Ian White.
Ian's the one that's sticking out to me.
Right. But, cause
but I don't know. So
it's Colin White. I'm almost positive.
Okay.
And then you have in Windsor, Jeff, coach of the 67s.
Brown.
Jeff Brown, yeah. Right? So in terms of – that's what's in the pipe, right? In terms of – and to me, those smack of Curtis Lazar, those smack of good fringe second-line guys, third-line guys. Now, you know what? Brown – I think has a great opportunity. It's a big guy. He's huge.
That was the guy they traded up to get. Is that not?
Yep.
Yeah, this year's draft.
Yeah, they moved up to get. And he's ripping it up in Windsor right now as a 19-year-old.
Well, he's going to have to be something. Because to me, when I look at Ottawa in terms of what they have, it's pretty deep, but it's a lot of second line.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Well, and man.
Broussard and Turris and Ryan.
Since Spezza, that's what we've had.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of...
Yeah.
Spets and Healy, everything else is, since then, it's like forever Ottawa has Mike Fisher. You go, man, he is a hell of a third line guy that we're trying to force into a second line role.
Right.
Right. We have a bunch of second line guys that we're trying to cram right into a first line role. And so to me, as I'm wringing my hands at our second place in the Atlantic Division.
You don't expect that. To be where they finish. I know you in our
I don't
in our preseason
put them preview, right on the cusp.
You had them, yeah, right around there, but probably getting in, but right around the.
Right.
I think and, we. And, I don't think I was, anyone expected Florida to be as bad as they've been to start. Well,
I drafted Roberto Luongo as one of my goalies.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think my 1-2-1 record speaks for itself.
Before we move on, then maybe it. Goes without saying, based on what you've said, the attendance has been terrible. Is that a...
Winning or hope? You got to be selling one of those two.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're second place. I guess you could be selling winning.
Yeah. You know what?
I guess no one believes it's winning. Then
we've beat the Leafs. We've beat Arizona. We've beat Carolina. We've beat Vancouver twice. We've beat Edmonton, whatever that's worth to anybody.
We don't know yet.
Right, we don't.
Yeah.
And so all I'm saying is our strength of schedule.
Yeah.
Now we beat Montreal.
It's probably going to turn around. Well,
right, we beat the Kings, but the Kings have been
up and down,
right?
I can tell you one place they were way up.
Yeah, well, and so to me,
our
schedule has not been super tough.
Right.
Right. We haven't played, we haven't seen anybody who's at the cream of the, we lost to Tampa, right? They rolled through town and blasted us.
Yeah.
Right, 5-2. So
at some point, you're going to see the Rangers and the Penguins, and
yeah, the Rangers don't scare me at all. Well, honestly, like to me, they're going to fade as well.
Okay,
right. I think we both had them on the cusp of the Metro Division
third. I think,
and
I
so
them, yeah.
To me, yeah, I think
they've been lighting it up though.
Yeah, man. And I think that's it's Zibanejad.
Zibad's
got 11 points over there, whereas Broussard has one goal here.
Whoops.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's, how's that going? Right? So, but to me, and you know what? All those people who said the Flyers are going to be great, right? Check back with Tall Can Sports who said no.
Half said.
Okay. Check back with Rob Sticks.
I had
said those guys.
Fifth or fourth. I had them higher.
When you have anyway. A D like that and goaltending like that, you're garbage.
I was enjoying watching the Leafs' big comeback against them on Friday night and then remembering...
Thank you very much, Steve Mason.
I was on the record as saying they would be better than... Steve Mason.
Well, and you know what? And not that I'm a genius, but to me, that's what I said. Who do they
agree.
Have a net?
Not that you're a genius.
Who do they have a net? And
Michael Neuwirth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Steve Mason.
Oh. Oh, we suck again.
Honestly. Woo! Woo-hoo.
Has there ever been...
Hello, family.
Like, since Bernie Parent, have they ever had a goaltender? Motherfucker. Like...
Oh, what was the name of that guy?
Michael Layton?
Lindbergh.
Eklund?
No, Pelle.
Pelle
Lindbergh.
Okay.
Crashed his Lamborghini into a that's very
pit of despair.
Ron Hextall. Don't forget the Hextall years.
Yeah, sure. Roman Šičmánek.
Oh, I love me some Roman Šičmánek. I'm gonna stop as many pucks as I can off the top of my head. And he's wearing that Osgood style helmet, right? With the big cage and you're socking.
Yeah, terrible.
And then don't forget, why do you have to be mad?
Why you have to be mad? Yeah. Little fucking Ilya Brizgalov.
Yeah.
Michael Leighton, Garth Snow. They've trotted them out. John Van Beesbrook. Could have had Curtis Joseph went with the Beezer instead.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
See, anyways, Carolina's garbage, and they were supposed to go, Noah Hanifin and all that good stuff they have there on D.
Justin Falk.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's not going so good.
Yeah, it's not going so good at all. And honestly, they rolled through here, and they were not good.
Speaking of not going so good, let's head out to Toronto.
Yeah, okay, but before we break down and we get into the minutia of it, what is your sense right now of a 500 team that's scoring a pile of goals?
Maybe a little better than I expected.
See? Yeah, all right. And that's what I get.
Similarly,
you guys are happy with shite and
have to be for now.
and we're just not happy with the 9-5 here.
But shite compared to just the terrible wet liquidy.
I can't
liquidy,
see shite from where I'm here from where I am.
Liquidy shite we were dealing with before.
You know what? That's like one of those things when you go, I'm afraid to fart.
Exactly. But they did it.
I'm going to cut
but
it
they
loose
just
anyways.
Did it.
Yeah, exactly.
For a decade, they ignored all warnings and just went, nah, fuck it, I'm doing it.
You know what? I'm brave. This market's not going to balk at that. No, it clearly will not.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going to shit these underwear and I'm going to sell it in blue and white.
Yeah. And people will buy it.
Yeah.
Until last year.
Well, yeah. I don't know if they totally stopped, but some stopped. The really smart ones. Leafs right now, scoring 2.9 a game, are in about 10th in the league.
Really? Is that it?
2.9 a game?
Man.
On average, yeah.
It seems low to me.
Okay, but when they're in the top third of the league in it, I guess that's kind of how it works out.
Well, it seems like every time I look around, they've got
another four or five.
Yes, exactly.
giving up six or seven.
Yeah, all right. It's a bit of a horse race.
Yeah. But they're also in 27th in terms of goals against. So, I mean, I guess that is sort of what you would expect from a young, skilled team
with 5 years and $25 million locked up in,
yeah,
in the pipes.
Yeah,
pipes.
Now he's been better. That's all I can give him is
look
better.
Well, okay, you know what? You go. It's only 14 goals in his last three games.
Well, yeah. It's similar to like people talking.
Now,
about,
you know what? I don't even know if he's played in the last three games, but they let 7, 3, and 4 in right in the last three games.
Yeah, but they've won 4 of 6. This is barely something.
Really? Have they?
Yeah, they had won 3 out of 4 and then lost.
It's just those two of those last three where they allowed.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about 2 of 3. I want to talk about 4 of 6.
Trending, baby. We're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, man.
All right.
It's funny, though, when you look at people getting terribly upset over Freddie Anderson are the same type of people that would be getting super excited about Shea Weber. You go, okay, 15 games on a 10-year contract. Oh. He's looking pretty good, but how do you want that to work out at 36 and 37?
You want Shea Weber or you want Freddie Anderson? Right now, today.
Freddie Anderson. Half the length of the contract.
Wow.
Half the length of the contract. That's it. I don't think Shea Weber's doing this in 2021.
Yeah, okay, but I'm thinking, man, what's Freddie Anderson doing in 2021?
I don't have to worry about that.
You may not have to worry about what he's doing in 2018.
He'll be a great Marley.
Well, this is it, right? Wow. You'll be a wow. That's crazy.
What's interesting is Matthews hasn't scored a goal in 9 games.
Yep.
Nylander has.
He's waiting for Ottawa to come back to town.
No, that'd be awesome if you guys could hurry that up.
Yeah. When's that happening?
But him, Nylander, and Marner all on pace for 70 points.
It's crazy.
And if you know, those are as a result of.
And would you say Kadri was on pace for
68? Yeah.
I hope a piano or an Acme anvil falls on that guy's head.
sitting there like a coyote with his fucking accordion neck afterwards.
Exactly. jacking it up.
They're playing him in a shutdown role.
He's a dirty douche, that guy.
And what did you see the hit on Daniel Sedin?
Yeah.
I'm sure you thought it was the worst.
Really, ever. I think it's probably just...
It was blindside, but it wasn't to the head.
It wasn't dirty.
Right.
Right? And you can't throw blindside into the rules like they're flirting with.
Blindside means whatever side you're not looking at.
That's right.
I turn my head to the left. Someone blasts me from the right. Then
do you have the puck?
It. Yeah. I'm going to hit you.
Guess what? Then you need to have, as my high school lacrosse coach said, your head's got to be on a swivel. Like you're in a cage full of tigers.
Your high school coach was intense.
Yes, he was. That's how you build championships, though, baby.
So we used to practice in a cage full of tigers.
Yeah, this is it. Your head is always... Anyways, yeah, to me, that's garbage. Don't give me that. And I don't like Kadri, but to me, that's... You can't take that hit out.
Right. Shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
From the side, but... Yeah. So...
Hey, and so just on that note, those two, the Sedins... You know who went number one? They went 2 and 3.
Patrick Stefan.
Man, what a terrible draft that was. Yeah, Patrick Stefan. Man.
Don Waddell, I believe, in the Atlanta Thrashers.
Yeah, great pick.
Yep.
Great pick.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Well, yeah.
Close enough.
Fuck,
I hate the Jets.
Well, and you know what? How many goals does Lion have now? 30?
Getting close.
Man, is that guy just sniping it like nobody's business or what?
Yeah, and his shooting percentage is way above average right now, so you assume it's going to come down a bit, but man, he's got 2 hat tricks already.
Right, and he rips the puck, though.
Yeah.
And so to me, I think what's going to happen, more than his shooting percentage, what's going to prevent him from moving forward, because he can rip the puck.
Oh, man, yeah.
What's probably going to prevent him from continuing to score at that pace isn't his shooting percentage. It's, I think, other teams now keying on him and taking away his opportunities.
Yeah, you're going to see guys cheating towards
him.
Right,
getting up higher on him, not just taking away his time and space.
Right.
Right, I think this has been fascinating, right? You talk about the 3 Leafs,
yeah,
right, which we all wait for that story to go away, and it never seems to. Patrick Laine, you talk about... Much talked about Ranger, what's his name?
Jimmy Vesey.
Jimmy Vesey, right? And he seems to be...
He got off to a torrid fucking start,
right,
too.
But you're looking around and you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Kids everywhere.
What is this it, right? And you go, man, it's like, what's been happening for the last bunch of years? You're like, are these guys that much better? Or?
I think they're that much less intimidated.
They just don't know.
They don't, or they don't care.
Well, and do you think that's just a nod in the direction of kids are just better prepared now?
I think that's probably part of it, but I think
fitter,
they're that
stronger
much more
when they arrive here.
I think they got that much bigger ego on all fronts. I don't remember, you know, when Sidney Crosby played, you know, what do we want to call Joe Thornton for the first time? Whoever would have been in 05, 06. He had a little bit more respect, and that works down in steps and steps and steps. And now you're at a point where Patrick Laine goes, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm everybody's good as...
Yeah.
And shows up and shows that he is.
And you know what's interesting, though, is you watched, if you saw any of the... And I didn't watch the whole game, but you see some of the highlights, and you check out the Edmonton-Pittsburgh game the other night, McDavid versus Crosby, dead for the first time.
Yeah.
And that opening... And if you remember when Sid came into the league... He was like a 40% on faceoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the knock on his game, right?
Yep, for sure.
He wasn't strong enough. He couldn't get. He wasn't quick enough on draws.
Yep.
Right, and he's worked that into. Obviously, he's a mid-50s kind of guy, right? He's,
yeah.
And they show up for that draw, and McDavid goes to put his stick down. Whoosh, and the puck is gone. Right, Sid's already snatched it and it's gone.
Right.
Right, and I look at those sorts of things and. That's going to be the evolution, right? Is I think everybody hits that sort of sooner or later, all those guys are going to hit that wall where they hit that stretch where they're pointless for 5.
Well, like I said, Matthews goalless in 9. His shooting percentage is well below league average right now. Now, he's hit a ton of posts. He's hit it. Lyonnais is well above. I think at some point they start to come, things average out, right? Things start to come closer back together. But I think at this point, Lyonnais has shown as much as he possibly could that he could have been number one.
Well, right here in mid-November, we're going to harken back to Rob telling Matt.
Okay. Let's check back here in mid-November 2019.
Yeah. No. And to me, you and I, and dating ourselves here slightly.
Who else is going to date?
Senators leaves with the Nazem Kadri.
Yeah.
Jared Cowan picks.
Yeah.
Flip. And Ottawa wanted Kadri and...
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we're taking him.
Yeah, and exactly. And you go, okay, you guys are high on Cowan, blah, blah, blah. And it was going to be super interesting to follow that.
Yeah.
Ooh, Cowan. Now Cowan is a Leaf or gone. We don't know where he is.
Yeah, we're waiting on that decision.
And likely done.
Yep.
Right?
Either way.
Whereas.
It's just whether we're paying him or
you know,
not.
And there was a season as a sophomore where he flirted with 200 hits, flirted with 200 block shots. Cowan we're talking about.
Yep.
A big defenseman who can do that. That's great. No, he's out of the league. All right. So to me, Lyonnais and Matthews is a much more interesting, obviously more high profile.
Well, yeah. And it's something with forwards, right? Where it's a little easier to watch with points and like you said, face-offs and shit like that.
Right. Right.
I mean, Lyonnais is not
one's,
taking draws.
Yeah, one's a winger, one's a center. But you are looking at, right, in terms of impact. And anyways, it'll be an interesting follow,
yeah.
Right? And I think... Both to me have exceeded as of the middle of November. Both have exceeded
to
rookie
the point,
standards.
Okay, so to wrap this up, you've got Ottawa higher than either one of us picked them, and right now Toronto higher than either one of us picked them. Are you willing to change your season long prediction on either?
Nope.
So you've got Toronto last in the division, and Ottawa probably
okay, you know
squeaking
what?
In and fourth.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. I think I'm probably willing to change on Toronto, but not a lot. Not a lot.
Join me at them finishing ahead of Buffalo?
No.
Okay.
I think
the Panthers are in last, and I don't think either of us expect that to last.
And that's not staying.
Right.
And I think Buffalo is probably – I like Buffalo 4-7 against Toronto.
Okay.
I like the depth of their talent. If they and Leonard to me, he's shown up fit.
Him and his Donald Trump goalie mask.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
but he's fit. Like he never was before, right? I think the concussion problems. So I think they're set in goal. Eichel's going to come back. I just think they have better depth in terms of mature. I'm not saying long term.
Yeah.
Buffalo's better than Toronto.
Sure.
But I'm saying this year, Buffalo is better than Toronto.
So what is it that you've changed on Toronto? Because you had Toronto finishing dead last.
Yeah, well, no, and I just...
So you haven't changed, really?
I haven't changed. I'm sticking with it. I don't see Ottawa clearly staying. They're a wild card, if anything, team.
Right.
Now, we'll see, right? But yeah. I think when their schedule gets tougher, right, and they have to... Now, we've already done the Western Canadian trip, right? We still have to do that... Crazy
California shit.
Yeah, California swing, right? But
wham.
Right, but we haven't played the Rangers. We haven't played the Penguins. We've only played the Habs once, right? And they're just mowing everybody down. And they're a price injury away, but
can't wait.
Right, in terms of we haven't played the Caps yet, right? We haven't seen some of the best teams in the West.
Yeah.
Like, we've had a soft schedule, right? So to me, we're gonna drop. If we can't score, man. But yeah. So to me, I'm willing to say we're on the outs, but I'm also not looking at Boston being able to. Boston right now is in third place in the Atlantic.
Yep.
Right? And their D is also, I put them, their D in the same category as Philly's. Right now, I think.
You.
But I think Boston is obviously better up front.
Yeah.
Right? If healthy, right?
They well, that's are in, interesting too, I guess, right?
They are in a much better spot. I'm taking Bergeron. Yeah, well, and I'm taking...
Voracek's off to a good start.
Marchand.
Off to a good start.
Right?
Marchand, yeah, okay.
Okay, and yeah. I'm taking what they have up front over Giroux and Simmons and...
Voracek's off to another decent start.
Right.
So, that's okay. About it.
All right, so he's one of those one-off, one-on, one-off, one-off, one-off.
Right now he's one-on, 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 one-on in terms of my hockey pool.
Yeah, well...
Yeah!
Suck it!
That's probably a good place to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Once guys start cursing at each other.
Matt's giving out BJs. That's...
That was where we started.
Okay.
And we might as well finish there, too. Yes. Love you, Voracek. The BJs. Peace out.
Peace.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.